con artist who clearly deceives undiscerning buyers into purchasing cheap imitations of the real thing. And their motive is base gain. So they deceive, they adulterate their commodities for base gain to make a buck. And specifically here, Paul is applying this word to those who are adulterators of the Word of God and the gospel. False teachers. Their hearts were not burdened for the sheep, but to fleece the flock. To fleece the sheep. Their motive was gain. It was gold. It was not God. These false teachers were in it for themselves. They were religious hucksters, spiritual con men, adulterating the Word of God, peddlers of the Word. They were not adequate to preach the gospel for what they did for self. But in contrast, unlike those spiritual con men who thought they were adequate in their deceptions, Paul, and his associates spoke from sincerity. As you follow along in the next phrase in verse 17, in sincerity, they were voices for God. We speak in Christ in the sight of God, in contrast to these false teachers. And in the sight of God is most likely making reference to God sees our motives. God knows our motives. He knows our hearts. We speak for God in sincerity, and He is our adequacy. The word sincerity here is a really interesting word, from two Greek words which make reference to sunlight and to judge. And connected together, put together these two Greek words, pictures, something held up to the light for inspection. You look at it up to the light to see if it's real, to inspect it with the light. And Paul's life, an unadulterated message which stand up to the closest scrutiny by the Corinthians, but also here by God Himself. Unlike the false teachers, the hucksters, the adulterators of God's Word. They were not adequate. None of us are adequate in and of ourselves. But we have this treasure. We have the precious truth, the aroma of the gospel that we communicate as we are ones that triumph in Christ. And it's interesting. You see, Paul, to begin with, in this section of Scripture, he's very, very burdened. He goes to Troas. He has this great open door for the gospel. And you think, oh, man, is he going to be excited. He lives for these things. He prays for these things. He's the greatest missionary who's ever lived. But he says, I had no rest in my spirit. Why? Titus wasn't there. I was so burdened about the Corinthians. I wanted to hear back from Titus about how they responded to this letter that I wrote them, a tearful, severe letter. And you know what? Titus is not here. What's happened to him? But that's only momentary, because then he focuses back on the triumph. He goes back to the Roman triumph of that day and that analogy, and he used it. But thanks be to God, for we triumph in Christ. And it all turns around. There's a change, complete change of tone right here. And he communicates how he has this great privilege of communicating the gospel of Christ. That's aroma of life and death. And as the aroma was greatly smelled, if I can use that word, in the Roman triumph, you could smell it from all over the place. The king sitting on his throne would smell that at the end of the parade. Paul says, you know what? For those that are in Christ, it's the smell of life. Those who come to Christ. But to those who don't know Christ, who don't receive the message, it's the smell of death. Like those that were captives in that day, prisoners, they knew that death was coming. We have the message of life. We have the message of the gospel. And as I wrap up this text today in application, believers, our hearts, number one, should be filled with thanksgiving as we think of our triumph in Christ. As we refocus and zoom in on our Lord and who He is and what He has done and will do for us in the future, we can be encouraged and move from the pit to the pinnacle, from discouragement to joy. We must focus on the blessings in Christ, our privileges in Christ, over our problems. Now, problems are real, but the reality is we need to get our focus on Christ from the problems, the triumph that we have in Him. The message that we have, the function we have for His honor and glory. And I will guarantee you, because I know that sometimes I'm discouraged and sometimes I get depressed, but when I get my mind off of those and focus on Christ, His triumph, what He will do, what He has done, all the blessings I have in Him. It changes. It changes immediately as we refocus. And that happened exactly for Paul that way. And then we start to think about the triumph that we have in Christ. And we rejoice. We move from our problems to triumph, to victory in Christ. We need to do that. Number two, believer, I remind you of the privilege we have in proclaiming the gospel, in witnessing and testifying of the gospel. We, as we do that, are a sweet aroma for God. And we communicate the sweet and precious gospel of Christ, the message of life and death. May we reach out with that wonderful message. And may 2012 be a year of the greatest outreach for this church. As we are the church, may we faithfully gather for equipping and being established in the faith and worship. And may we scatter for evangelism. May we reach out with the sweet aroma of the gospel as we never have before. And I would practically challenge you as one way of many, of one way to do that, to pray for the open door to do a red book this year. Our 10-week Bible study in the gospel, to do that red book with a neighbor, a friend, a family member, a co-worker, or someone you go to school with this year. Pray, then ask. And 3 weeks ago, I talked about that. For you to pray about the year 2012, that the Lord would give you an open door to use the red book with someone. And I have a bunch of copies of it, at least there was at the first hour, of the red book out there on the information table, I should say the welcome center table out in the foyer. And if there aren't any others, we'll have more made for next week. But I would encourage you to take that and say, Lord, give me someone this year to do this with. A family member, a friend, a co-laborer. But as you pray, then ask. Don't wait for someone to come to you. Ask that person. All they can do is say no. That's all they can do. Then move on to someone else. And I've been praying that the Lord would give me another opportunity this year, as He did last year and the year before, to do the Red Book with someone. It's a joy. It's such a great privilege to communicate the aroma, the smell of the gospel, which brings life. And of course, for those who don't know Christ, it will bring death. I would challenge you to do that this year, to pray that the Lord would give you an open door. We truly should be a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved. We should be an aroma of life. Let's pray together, please. Lord, may we be that aroma for Christ. May we be that sweet smell in places, Lord, that smell terribly in our world today. May we be a fragrance that brings glory to You as we communicate the great gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, may we be ever mindful of that privilege that we have. And I pray that You'll burden hearts of believers. That Lord, we will be in prayer about open doors to do that gospel presentation with someone. Or Lord, other means that people use, but for open doors. And Lord, may we walk through the open door You give us to proclaim the gospel. But Lord, also, I would pray for those that have come in this room today without Christ. Lord, that You would open their hearts, that they would see that Jesus Christ is the life, that He is the resurrection and the life, that He is the only one that can save an individual. And Lord, that You might call them to Yourself. Lord, I also pray for those who are discouraged today. Oh, Lord, take them from their problem, their problems, the issues. And Lord, may they be able to focus on our triumph in Christ and become very, very thankful today. Moving, Lord, from our circumstances to the one You who control our circumstances. Thank You, Father, for the wonderful truths that we've been able to, Lord, look through today as we've studied Your word. May we apply them in our lives is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.